Springtime in the Rocky Mountains is mighty pretty. As the sun came up, the preacher went down to the creek to get some water for coffee. Coming back to the campfire, he twisted and bent down to fill the coffee pot. Suddenly, an arrow came flying out of the trees, slicing a little gash in the side of his neck as it went past him.
Damn!
If he hadn't bent down to fill the coffee pot at just the right time, the arrow would have buried itself between his shoulder blades. He launched into a dive that carried him behind a fallen tree at the edge of the stream. More arrows sailed through the air above him. Others slammed into the log. He got a good enough look at him to tell that they were Blackfoot arrows.
So much for talking my way out of this one.
The Blackfoot hated Preacher with a special passion way stronger than any of the other tribes. Yep, springtime in the Rocky Mountains was mighty pretty, but not so much so when some varmints were trying to kill you. It was hard to appreciate the beauty of nature stretched out behind a log with a handful of bloodthirsty savages closing in. Normally, Preacher would have tucked a couple of flintlock pistols behind the broad leather belt cinched around his waist, but he hadn't put on his belt yet.
You're getting old, Preacher. You're gonna have to be mighty lucky to keep on getting any older. I wish to hell I could get to those pistols.
All four of them were double shots and heavily charged, and would cut a wide, bloody swath through the warriors. Preacher looked around, taking stock of his situation. He had his hunting knife in a sheath strapped to his right calf. He had the coffee pot, which was heavy enough to serve as a bludgeon. A couple of feet away lay a fairly thick broken branch. If it wasn't too rotten, it might make a decent club. He knew at least three enemies lurked in the trees and brush. He'd seen arrows flying from that many locations at the same time, which proved it wasn't an actual Blackfoot war party that had attacked him. But the warriors might be scouts from a larger group, so there could be more. One of them might have gone back to fetch the others already. If he was gonna fight his way out, he had to draw them closer. And that wasn't likely to happen unless they thought he was dead. He'd have to try something pretty risky. Moving fast, he pushed himself halfway to his feet, as if he were about to make a run for it. Preacher twisted out of the way of a couple of the arrows, but the third raked him along his side.
Oh!
And that was just what he wanted. He flopped gracelessly to the ground behind the log, landing on his back with the arrow between his arm and his body, where he had clamped his arm down on it. The shaft stuck straight up in the air as if the arrow had gone all the way through him. Preacher lay absolutely motionless. Time dragged by. Blackfoot warriors were no fools. They watched carefully, wary of a trick. But they were also curious and eager to take the scalp of the notorious mountain man who was responsible for the deaths of so many of their fellows. Horse wasn't happy. If he'd caught scent of the warriors earlier, he would have given Preacher some warning. But the lurkers had skillfully avoided getting upwind of the camp. Dog, the big wolf-like cur who was Preacher's other longtime trail companion, was off hunting somewhere. He'd be back, but maybe not in time to help. It was all up to him. The sun climbed above the trees and began to shine down in his face. He closed his eyes against the glare, and more time crawled by.
Come on, damn it. What are you going to do, let me lie here all day before you come to lift my hair?
He felt a shadow over his eyes. Surprised, something had moved between him and the light. He hadn't heard any footsteps. Just like him, the Blackfoot could move mighty quiet when they wanted to. His eyes flew open just as one of the warriors stepped over the log, knife in hand to cut Preacher's scalp away from his head.
Oh!
Preacher snatched the arrow from between his arm and body and rammed the sharp flint head as hard as he could into the warrior's groin. The man dropped his knife and Preacher snatched it out of midair and rolled to the side. His arm drew back and snapped forward. The knife flashed through the air and caught one of the warriors hanging back a few yards in the throat. Preacher grabbed up the coffee pot and hurtled the log as the third warrior was trying to knock an arrow to his bow. The Blackfoot threw the bow and arrow aside. Knowing Preacher was too close, he grabbed for the tomahawk at his waist. The move came too late. Preacher dropped the pot and grabbed the warrior's tomahawk, just in case either of the other Blackfoot was still alive. He quickly saw that precaution wasn't necessary. Both men had bled to death from the wounds he'd inflicted on them. Somehow, he was still alive, with nothing to show from the encounter except a couple of scratches that didn't amount to anything.
Whew! Horse, I reckon you're looking at the luckiest son of a gun on the face of the earth.